Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Well, mostly. With yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got a number of birthdays to celebrate, including Benny Goodman and John Florence Sullivan. Who's John Florence Sullivan, you ask? Well, stay tuned and you'll find out. But to get us started, this past week, May 30th, marked the birth in 1908 of Mel Blanc.
Who the hell is Mel Blanc?
Mel Blanc started in radio in 1927 and by 1933 was co-starring with his wife in a weekly program in Portland, Oregon, entitled Cobwebs and Nuts. The show was largely ad-libbed, but didn't have a large budget, so Blanc provided most of the character voices himself, honing the skill that would earn him the title The Man of a Thousand Voices. He was on Los Angeles radio in the mid-1930s and was hired to provide the voice for a drunken bull in the 1937 Warner Brothers Looney Tune, Picador Porky. The original voice of Porky was performed by a genuine stutterer. Before long, he created the voice of Daffy Duck, whose lisping was inspired by Warner Brothers cartoon producer Leon Schlesinger. In 1940, Blanc, who was allergic to carrots, introduced his most enduring voice, that of Bugs Bunny. Before signing exclusively with Warner Brothers in the early 1940s, he worked for MGM and Walter Lantz, where he created the laugh for Woody Woodpecker. Mel Blanc worked prolifically on radio. He was a regular on the Abbott and Costello Show and the Burns and Allen Show, and in 1946 headlined his own weekly radio sitcom. For nearly 30 years, he was closely associated with Jack Benny, on whose radio and TV shows he played such divergent characters as the Mexican, Cy, violin teacher Professor LeBlanc, Polly the Parrot, and the sputtering Maxwell Automobile. Although his voice was heard in dozens of live-action films, Blanc appeared on screen in only two pictures, Neptune's Daughter in 1949 and Kiss Me, Stupid in 1964. Extremely busy in the world of TV cartoons during the 1950s and 60s, Blanc added such new characterizations to his repertoire as Barney Rubble on The Flintstones and Cosmo Spacely on The Jetsons. In early 1961, Blanc was seriously injured in an auto accident, but eventually made a full recovery. Mel Blanc continued performing right up until his death in July of 1989, the same year he published his autobiography titled That's Not All, Folks. Normally, we try to stick with music of the 20s and 30s, but to commemorate Mel Blanc's birthday, here are some rapidly rotating records from a little later.
Hey, Katie! Katie!
Katie! Beautiful Katie! You're the only girl that I adore. When the mama moon shines over the cow shed, I'll be waiting at the kitchen door. Mel Blanc with the girls was just a gawk. Stumbled every time he tried to talk.
I can do it.
Still that night at 8, he was there at Katie's gate.
Yeah, I was the
mumbling to her this lovesick cry.
Katie. Beautiful Katie, you're the one and only girl that I like. When the moon shines over the cow shed, the cow shed, the barn door, I'll be there.
Say, Mel, you should never try to sing.
Well, shucks, boys. I know I don't sound like Bing, but Kate's my girl, and I love her too.
Well, if that's the case, we'll sing with you. Katie!
No, fellas.
Katie!
Wait.
Katie!
Hold it, fellas. Okay, now.
Katie!
Beautiful
Katie! You're the one and only girl that I adore.
no, hold it. When the please, my nerves. When the not so fast. One, a two, a three.
When the moon shines over the cow shed, I'll be waiting at the
now
kitchen door.
Got a little present from a friend, 10 little bottles of a potent alcoholic blend. 10 little bottles. But my wife, who hates to see me drink, ordered me to pour it in the sink. Found the nicest way to put an end to the 10 little bottles. 10 little bottles. I took the first little bottle, pulled the cork and sneaked a little drink. Took the second and started in to wink, and the rest went trickling down the sink. I took the third little bottle, pulled the cork and stole another drink. Took the fourth and I began to blink, 'cause the room was floating down the sink. I opened the fifth little sink and poured the room in the bottle. I tasted the sixth little room, and down the line went 7, 8, and 9. I took the 10th little bottle, gave the cork another little drink, told the room to go to bed, I think, and I poured myself into the sink. Ten little bottles. Ten little bottles. That's the cockeyed story of the 10 little bottles and the stranger. And incidentally, that's the last time I had a drink.
Doctor looked at me and said, get away from the noise of the city. And so I packed my bag and fled to a lake that was quiet and pretty.
Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake, they're a-buzzin' and a-buttin'. Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake with the outboards all a-poppin'. Big Bear Lake, not a single one is stoppin'.
Those moonlight nights so calm and serene, the quiet seems enduring. But comes the dawn, the silence is gone.
They're out of their mooring. Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake, they're a-buzzin' and a-buttin'. Button all day.
Rest, rest, relax, relax.
Quiet, quiet,
and quiet.
that the doctors all say is good for your condition. But how can you relax and be quiet when
there goes the ignition? Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Big Bear Lake, they're a-buzzin' and a-buttin'. Big Bear Lake with the motorboats a-puttin'. Puttin' all day, puttin' all day, puttin' all day.
Who the hell is Mel Blanc?
This is it, Tex. I'm calling you out. We'll draw fair and square, and I'm gonna kill you.
Senor President, the people are revolting.
When it comes to termites, the man from Getz gets 'em.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Ole! Arriba! Arepa! Epa! Arriba! Andale!
My name is Barney Rubble, and I live next door to Fred Flintstone.
My name is Pepe Le Pew, and I chase the pussycat and catch her and kiss her.
Smart Alec. I wish I could think of some way to fix his little red wagon.
Something tells me this little black duck has worn out his welcome. Welcome, aye, aye!
Hurry, hurry, right this way and see that fabulous tattoo lady.
Oh, Mommy, look at that great big bear. Look, Alfie, there's an English horse. We would like to become a radio and an esk jockey.
Hi, this is Wayne Newton. I want to thank you for playing all my records.
Yeah, I'm quite a fighter. You just bring on anybody. I don't care who it is, I'll fight him.
And as judge of this court, I say.
Beep, beep. I thought I got a putty cat.
That was no putty cat, you dumb dodo. That was a roadrunner.
Just a second, I'm doing the wrong voice.
Open that bridge, varmint! Open it, I say!
Close it! Close it! Close it up again!
How's the water, Doc?
Prepare yourself, Rabbit! I'm a-coming over the wall!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the man who'll make you laugh till you get hysterical.
Sir, may I have your name, please?
Stick him up.
Huh?
Give me your watch.
But
I'll take that wire you're carrying there.
Puss in Boots, Puss in Boots has a big tits, cats like this. Puss in Boots, Puss in Boots has a flavor. Cats can't resist.
Oh, Mr. Pussycat, don't you like me anymore?
Yes, sir. Used to have a girl every single night of my life. Tomorrow I have a birthday, my 21st. There's a pretty young girl now. I beg your pardon, ma'am. Can I help you across the street?
The next 3 hours of torture is called the Gary Owen Show.
We have the only man who received a charge of 100,000 volts and lived through it. Tell me, sir, how do you feel now?
Well, I feel fine, but I talk with a little static.
Now hear this. Will the person who stole the program that wrote this collection of Snooky Lanson records return them on the double? We got nothing to play tomorrow. That is all.
Hey, Bud. Come here. What you betting on? Have I got a deal for you?
Oh, here's Herb Alpert.
Herb who? I never heard of him. I, Generalissimo Pedro Mendez, am the leader of the Tijuana Brass. Hey, gringo, you know talking to stinking music. Thinking I knock your face in for that?
Quiet! The children are sleeping!
Please, Mr. Benny, the violin lesson is over. Please take the ball and chain off my foot and let me go home.
Benny the cheapskate.
Oh, Mommy, look, there's a ferocious lion.
But this is a prize winner, Bud. My wife lying on her back after she fell 8,000 feet. I used a 400-millimeter telephoto lens for this one, Bud.
After a basting,
You'll find that your bird will come out the golden brown.
I'm going to tattoo a curved sword on your left arm, a rose on your right shoulder, and the words U.S. Marines on both forearms. And I'll offer $10. What do you say to that?
Make it $8 and you've got a deal.
Kill the power! I can't take it any longer!
Yeah, pay attention. Pay on. He's not funny, but he's loud.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and...
This is the most ridiculous screwed-up screw I've ever heard.
Come on, girl.
So long.
That's all for the... Who the hell is Mel Blanc?
Thank you.
Well, there weren't quite 1,000 voices in that Mel Blanc voiceover demo, but close to it. And we started off with 3 rapidly rotating 78s by Mel Blanc, beginning with Katie, a song which had been recorded quite a few years earlier by Billy Murray. That was followed by 10 Little Bottles in the Sink and Big Bear Lake. Mel Blanc owned a house at Big Bear Lake, and it's pointed out if you take the paddle wheel boat tour of Big Bear Lake. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We'll go back to records from the 1920s and 30s when we return right after this. Last week, May 31st, marked the birth in 1894 in Cambridge, Massachusetts, of comedian and radio star John Florence Sullivan, better known as Fred Allen. At age 18, he was appearing in vaudeville as a juggler and comedian. In 1919, he began appearing in Broadway shows and met his future wife and radio co-star Portland Hoffa while appearing in The Passing Show of 1922. Allen debuted on radio on October 23, 1932, with the Linnet Bath Club Review on CBS on Sundays from 9 to 9:30, sponsored by Linnet Bath Oil. The following year, he moved to NBC with the Salad Bowl Review, sponsored by Hellman's Mayonnaise. Later sponsors included Sal Hepatica and Ipana Toothpaste. He was back on CBS in 1940, sponsored by Texaco. Allen's funniest and most popular sketch, Allen's Alley, debuted on December 13, 1942. Various characters came and went, with 4 characters eventually becoming regulars: Senator Claghorn, Mrs. Nussbaum, Titus Moody, and Ajax Cassidy. Another famous continuing sequence was the feud between Allen and Jack Benny that began on December 30, 1936, when Allen made a crack about Benny's violin playing. The feud continued for years on the air. Off the air, they were good friends. Fred Allen was a master of ad-lib, and scripts often went by the wayside during a show. The final Fred Allen show was June 26, 1949, with guest Jack Benny. Allen made the transition to television and appeared as a panelist on the quiz show What's My Line until his death on March 17, 1955, outside his Manhattan apartment on his way to pick up a newspaper. Here's the Allen's Alley portion of the Fred Allen Show, the Texaco Star Theater, from May 26, 1946.
It's so good to get back to Allen's Alley, Portland. Say, I wonder if the senator is in. Let's knock.
Somebody, I say, somebody knock.
Yes,
Claghorn's the name, Senator Claghorn,
well,
that
now,
is.
Look, I know.
Something tells me you don't remember me, sir.
Look, I remember
I'm
you.
I'm from the South.
Now, I wonder how Titus Moody is doing.
Howdy, bub.
It's starting to sound like Dennis Day, Titus. Let's try this next door here.
No.
Oh, Mrs. Nussbaum.
You were expecting maybe Hoagie Carbuncle.
The Fred Allen Show from May 26, 1946. Now, to commemorate Fred Allen's birthday, we've got some songs about alleys, starting off with Sugar Underwood. ¶¶
Thank you.
some songs about alleys to commemorate the birth in 1894 of comedian Fred Allen. We just heard Lovey Austin's Serenaders, recording in Chicago in August of 1926, and In the Alley Blues. On clarinet in the band, Johnny Dodds. Then it was the Washingtonians and Down in Our Alley Blues. Pianist, arranger, and bandleader Duke Ellington was born in 1899 and began playing professionally in Washington, D.C. in 1917. His piano technique was influenced by stride piano players like James B. Johnson and Willie the Lion Smith. He first ventured to New York in 1922, playing with Wilbur Sweatman. In New York again in 1923, he and a group of friends from Washington, D.C. worked with banjoist Elmer Snowden, whose Washington Black Sox Orchestra landed a six-month gig at the Hollywood Club in Manhattan. About 3 months into the engagement, the name of the group was shortened to the Washingtonians, and because of a dispute over money, Snowden was forced out of the band and Ellington was elected as the new leader. Ellington and the band continued to play at the club until January of 1925, when the place was closed for repairs. It reopened as the Kentucky Club, and the band was renamed Duke Ellington and his Kentucky Club Orchestra. And we started off with Sugar Underwood and his own composition, Dewdrop Alley Blues, recorded by Victor in Savannah, Georgia, on August 23, 1927. Dewdrop Alley Blues starts off reminiscent of Burt Williams' 1909 Broadway hit, That's a Plenty. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with your host, Glenn Robison. Have a request or a comment about the show? You can send either or both to me at glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can visit the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll stop by. We'll be back with Benny Goodman when we return right after this. Exactly 1 year after Mel Blanc, clarinetist and bandleader Benny Goodman was born on May 30, 1909. He began serious study of the clarinet at age 10, was playing professionally at age 14, and in 1926 joined the Ben Pollock Orchestra, working in California, Chicago, and New York until 1929. He played with Red Nichols in 1929 and 30, and for the following 4 years worked as a Broadway and radio studio musician. He formed his first regular orchestra in 1934, broadcasting weekly from New York on NBC's Let's Dance program. It was during this time that Fletcher Henderson joined Goodman as arranger. We're going to devote the rest of the show to Benny Goodman, starting off with his appearance in the Ben Pollock Orchestra on He's the Last Word.
Thank you. I'm so happy all the day, hooray for love. My head is hot, my hands are not, I've got no dignity. That's the reason why I say, hooray for love. I was sad and gloomy, so very hard to please. Your kiss is something to me. Now I'm singing, wind and swinging on a flying trapeze. Hooray for love. I was a tiger, now I'm like a dove. If it makes me feel that way, hooray for love.
It's Blue's Whiskey, babe. I will stay drunk all the time. All the time. If the blues was whiskey, I would stay drunk all of the time. Now, if I get drunk, babe, I would leave you behind. Leave you behind. Played Mr. Goodman. Played a long, long time. Yeah. Oh, played Mr. Wilson. Played a long, long time. Now when Mr. Krubel beat those riffs, he don't let you down.
Vibraphone Blues, the Benny Goodman Quartet, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Gene Krupa drums, and Lionel Hampton vibraphone and vocal on that 1936 recording made in Hollywood. Before that, it was vocalist Helen Ward from April 4th, 1935, and Hooray for Love, Benny Goodman and his orchestra. Hooray for Love was preceded by Avalon, written by Vincent Rose, Buddy DeSilva, and Al Jolson, the Benny Goodman Quartet once again, this time in Hollywood on July 30th, 1937. And we started off with Benny Goodman in the Ben Pollock Orchestra in Chicago on December 17th, 1926, and a Gus Kahn Walter Donaldson song, He's the Last Word. The vocal duet on that one was by Dorothy Williams and Hannah Williams. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and we'll be back with more Benny Goodman when we return right after this. Continuing our tribute to Benny Goodman, born May 30th, 1909. In August of 1935, the band began a residency at the Palomar Ballroom in Los Angeles. In 1936, the band made their first film appearance in the big broadcast of 1937. In 1937, Goodman had a successful engagement at New York's Paramount Theater, and in 1938 played his celebrated Carnegie Hall jazz concert. Throughout the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, he led highly successful big bands and small groups on national and international tours. In the 1970s and 80s, he chose to play more classical music, which had begun with the Mozart Quintet in 1938. He continued playing right up until his death on June 13, 1986, following a rehearsal for a Mozart performance at Lincoln Center. Here's Benny Goodman with Red Nichols in 1929 and Alice Blue Gown. Sing, 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 written by Louis Prima and performed by Benny Goodman and his orchestra on April 9, 1938. Before Sing, 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 we heard Benny Goodman and his orchestra in 1931 with the vocal provided by Smith Ballou and Help Yourself to Happiness. And we began this set with Benny Goodman as one of Red Nichols' Five Pennies in 1929 and Alice Bluegown. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting you to tune in or click in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. If there's a particular band or song you'd like to hear, or if you have a suggestion for a theme for a set of songs, I'd love to hear from you. You can send your comments or requests to me by email at glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, I do thank you for your very kind attention.